This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A concert this weekend merges tradition with technology. The Akron Symphony Orchestra has been working with Akron's Earthquaker Devices to add electronic effects to musicians' acoustic instruments. On this week's Shuffle, we hear about the collaboration that's been years in the making. The crossover between classical and electronic music is nothing new. Many artists experiment with effects pedals to add reverb or distortion to acoustic instruments, like violin. Expanding the boundaries of sound is what's made Akron-based Earthquaker Devices become a worldwide manufacturer of handmade effects pedals, used by some of music's biggest stars. Now the Akron Symphony is experimenting with those pedals too.
It's something maybe the average person doesn't realize, that orchestras show up everywhere in film and, you know, rock artists who dream of writing symphonies.
That's Akron Symphony Music Director Christopher Wilkins, whose 85-member orchestra will break new ground on Saturday, performing a piece composed using Earthquaker effects pedals.
It isn't electronic soloists, people whose sound is being processed, plus orchestra. These devices are in the orchestra. That's what's unusual. People won't always know whether a particular sound is created through an Earthquaker device or whether it's an acoustic instrument that has found a way to imitate that sound.
The Akron Symphony Earthquaker partnership formed several years ago, and when the pandemic canceled a planned concert in 2020, they continued to work together, recording some live streams of orchestra members experimenting with the pedals at the company's headquarters. This is Brian Del Bianco using a pedal with his double bass. Over the last 2 years, John Sonnenberg continued to perfect a piece called Confluence. Sonnenberg is a multi-instrumentalist who has designed some of Earthquaker's pedals.
The idea of two different worlds coming together, the acoustic instruments and the electronic processes of effects pedals.
Confluence is set in six short movements, each named after an Earthquaker pedal, like The Depths and Afterneath. Wilkins says co-composer and oboist Jake Gunnar Walsh found 13 different instruments to use for the performance.
Jake received a lot of different pedals from Earthquaker that he could try. And he tried them with different instruments, different frequencies, and came up with his list of orchestral instruments that he thought would sound really cool being played through these effects pedals. So we have piccolo, we have timpani, we have violin and cello, and on and on.
During Saturday's performance, Sonnenberg will be on stage manipulating the pedals in real time. Jake Gunnar Walsh will also be on stage playing the Confluence harp, part wind chime, part harp, an instrument that Sonnenberg says he created.
When you strike the chimes, you have these sympathetic vibrations happening from the strings, and you're hitting a more complex body than just a string vibration or a chime vibration.
Both Wilkins and Sonnenberg say they hope the blending of genres will help attract a new audience to explore classical music.
I think that's exciting, kind of transforming some of these traditional sounding instruments into something that still sounds very acoustic, but isn't quite what people are used to.
I know that we'll have people come who love to be in clubs and love to hear, you know, electronic music and would never dream of coming to the Akron Symphony, but they'll come because Earthquaker's involved.
Wilkins says he's already planning for more experimental collaborations in the future. You can find details about Saturday's performance at E.J. Thomas Hall and more at WKSU.org/shuffle. Shuffle is your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on WKSU.